Now that he is possessing the gate of our enemies, let us let the power of his faith commence. And God is giving and endorsing us that as he's possessing the gates of our enemies, and this is still talking about the life of faith, the faith life. The faith life. It is more to faith than us just believing in scriptures. But now that God is commencing and moving rather and possessing the gates of our enemies, the places where we've fallen short, the power of his faith has now been endorsed to really commence in our lives. But he doesn't want anybody getting caught up in works. Even in the temperament, being in his temperament, as we've been learning so much about being in his temperament, kind of climbing into his character, there's still a place where we could try to take the reins. Though we're in the temperament of the Lord and start to kind of move in the directions that we so choose and that we need. Don't get me wrong, there's an anointing to be the lion. There's an anointing there that could come on you to really speak to different areas of life. But in speaking to that, God wants us to know tonight that grace is joining the faith party. That even in the faith that we are coming into, we're still going to be saved by grace. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
It's still going to be grace. We are in the dispensation of grace. This is a time where grace wants to show itself strong. And so even as we come into a consistent place of being in the Lord's temperament, we still need to understand that our faith is going to activate and release his grace. The New Testament covenant is run by grace. It is the dispensation of grace, as I've already said. We can't connect our efforts in any way, guys. So as we're learning about this faith, we cannot move in self-effort. His faith will empower his grace. I'm going to say that again. His faith will empower his grace. So walking in the power of his faith must trail back, got to trail back to grace. So this is a part called authentic faith is covered by his grace. And we look at it in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. This is going to kind of disturb what you've already been learning a little bit, because what God is going to do is bring balance and add to it the source we know that is the source of his power is flowing out of his love. And if grace is really, really attached to that. But God never wants you to ever think that in a moment's time that it's you or it's happening because of you. It's all still going to be tied to grace.
Amen.
And so it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Mm-hmm. So it's by grace that we're saved, but what happens is grace connects. And what we were learning last night in the More group is how grace will connect us to faith. And the reason why this happens is because grace carries the same exact, it is so connected to faith, it's ridiculous. Grace actually means, and this is old store for a lot of TGMers, that means the divine influence upon the heart. And we know we've been coming to the post of his doors to be influenced. We didn't know that influence is really his grace. It's the grace of God that's influencing us in the temperament of our God, the temperament of the Lord. Yeah. So now the divine influence, grace is the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection on the life. So now we are saved by grace. We learned that the end of our faith would enter into the salvation of our souls. So now it's all being done by influence. God is influencing our temperament.
Amen.
As to the post of his doors. He's influencing, he's really influencing and placing his characteristics in us so that we act and move according to how he would act and move in every situation. That's grace. So now it says, for by grace you are saved. That's the truth. By divine influence, we are saved. But then it says how? Through faith. So grace is digging. The word through means a channel. If you look at my notes here, can you see my notes on the screen?
Amen.
The word through means a channel. So what is happening is that the divine influence, unearned favor, you're not earning this. It's being given to you. It's the gift of God. It's not anything you're doing. Grace is digging a channel to create a realm of faith. It's all happening by grace. So grace is digging in a channel to faith, and faith uses the same channel, in which we're going to see in a moment, to go back to grace. So at the end of the day, when you get in the realm and you're sitting in authentic faith, it's still going to bring forth manifestation. It's coming, but it's not coming because of who you are or because you're flexing your new faith muscles. It's coming still. Your blessing, your breakthrough, your everything is still coming because of grace.
Amen. Amen.
You don't ever have to try to be strong here. You don't ever have to flex here. That the faith that's coming, it's coming because of grace. And the breakthrough that's going to come as a result of faith is coming because of grace. In fact, John chapter 1, verse 16, it says it like this. It says, and of his fullness have we all received grace and grace for grace. All right? That's a powerful statement right there. It's a powerful verse. Coming into fullness takes us from a dimension of grace to another dimension of grace. And I got some clarity on that. What's taking place, guys, as God is bringing us to the post of his doors, he's imparting faith by grace. And what he's doing here is giving us grace, meaning divine influence, so that divine influence, watch this, Kurt, you're going to like this, divine influence can bring forth a reflection. That's grace. Divine influence is the first dimension of grace. Second dimension of grace is the reflection. So grace is giving us faith so that we might end up in this grace giving us the reflection upon our life. If you understand what I'm saying, just give me an amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what's happening is we're going to go from grace to grace. But again, God is giving us this clarity to bring us into a place because he said, now we're going to commence moving. We're going to commence in moving in the power of faith. But I don't want anybody, and God does not want anybody, to think that they have to manipulate the power of faith. No, grace is already going to settle that for you. His grace will already bring it to pass. You don't have to do anything. I like what Prophetess has been telling us for years, that we will become a ministry of absolute thanksgiving. When you get into the temperament of the Lord, understand that grace is right there now. Grace, it says here, we just read it, for by grace are you saved through faith. Anything that's going to change in your life is going to change because of his grace. But he's doing it because he's giving you by grace faith.
Yes, amen.
This is going to give you balance to make sure you don't think that you have to try to do anything of yourself. The definition of grace also means God's loving kindness. Did we get John 1:16? We got John 1:16, everybody? And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace, we got that?
Yes, yes.
Amen. All right. So now, last thing. Say again.
That was the last thing we heard.
That's the last thing. Okay. So the first level of his grace and all of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. The first level of grace becomes the divine influence on our lives. The second level is the reflection, which is success. The first level points to salvation on the inside. The second level of his grace points to success on the outside because it means reflection.
Amen.
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 So this constitutes moving in fullness. In John 1:16, it says, and of his fullness have we received grace for grace. Let me just give you a synopsis again of why I'm talking about this tonight. Because as we move in faith and start to move in the power of faith, God does not want you trying to move in self-effort. Even when you put his temperament on, and I'm going to show you in scripture that when you come into his temperament, you have to understand that is only bringing you, it's still going to bring you back around to the fact that it's all still happening by grace. The fact that you're increasing in faith, you're increasing in it, the knowledge of how to move in it, how to live in it, how to run your race in it. It's all happening because of the grace of God.
Amen.
For it is by grace, everybody on this line, that we are saved. Everything that you're going to achieve in your life is going to be happening because of grace. But grace will move through faith. The faith that you're getting, I'm telling you again, is only to activate his grace. So everything you're going to get by faith is going to be really under the heading still of his grace. It's going to be God's grace. No one on this line will have to do anything other than get to the post of his doors.
Amen.
That's all you're going to have to do. And God's grace, which also means loving kindness, is going to take care of the rest. We have to continue to press our way to the post, to the characteristic of our God. And when we get there, the rest is still in his hands. You may even get up, and I spoke to, I believe it was Ella Allison about this. It might have been in the Moore group last night. You may even get up and start to roar like the lion and begin to prophesy with great power, with great insight, and all of a sudden you stop everything that was going left field. I want you to know it was still stopped by grace.
Amen. Amen.
Grace and faith are joined by the same channel. You'll never have to step outside on your own, even in the faith you've achieved. You can always lean back and relax on the grace of our God. In the book of Luke, all rhema fills us with faith to release his grace. Watch this. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16 through 21, all rhema fills us with faith to release his grace. I told you in the beginning of this message, grace is joining the faith part. It's going to be that nice, that last component you got to plug in. Even when you're under his temperament, it's still by grace. Watch this. All rhema fills us with faith to release his grace. In Luke 4, 16 through 21, it says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19 is a key word here, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That means the year of grace. And verse 20 says, and he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Verse 21 leaves us another key. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Watch this now. The word acceptable, when he said to preach the acceptable year, it means propitious. The word propitious means something that's tending to favor or advantageous. The acceptable year deals with favor, and we all know that grace means favor. So the acceptable year that he was preaching, he's preaching that the year of grace, the time of the grace of our God has come. The time of you having the advantage. You walking in the advantage. Why? By faith, by grace rather. Now, by grace, you're moving in the advantage. Jesus said, this is the acceptable, the year of the Lord. The time of the Lord's grace is at hand. Now, we're saved by grace through faith. He said that the time or the dispensation we're under is the time and dispensation of grace. So even when we're in faith, it's only moving in the channel, going back to the fact that God is going to still favor you. It's not by power nor by your own might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So as you're moving and in the power of faith, understand that the faith is directly connected to his grace. You ain't got to push behind nothing here. You don't have to plow. He preached the acceptable, the propitious year that tends to favor. So meaning he said, then he said this in verse 21, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled. Our next key word here to understanding this teaching tonight is fulfilled. This thing is fulfilled. The word fulfilled here means this. Watch this now. It means to furnish influence. Jesus. He said the time of influence is finished. All the influence that you need to see my grace released is already here. All of the faith that you need is already here, and it's coming without you, without self-effort. Nobody on this line, including me, that's being the oracle or the mouthpiece of this message, has ever done anything to earn this message. But then just look into the word, and the Holy Spirit has been downloading freely into all of us. That's grace.
Amen.
None of us are out there working systematic equations on how to get this done and that done and this done and how to walk in supernatural. No. This is all being downloaded by grace. The year of grace is upon us, and he's furnishing influence. The caption of this particular was that this particular verse is this: all rhema fills us, I'm telling you, with faith to release his grace. Faith that we're earning in the word, that we're receiving by the word, every bit of it is going back, it's trailing back to grace.
Amen.
It's going back to grace. The year, the acceptable year, the year of the propitious year of the Lord. It's already fulfilled. Fulfilled, I said what I told you about a bit. It means it's to flirt. The influence is already furnished. The word furnished means, listen, it already means it's provided. The word furnished means to provide with what is needed or to equip. It's already furnished. The influence is already waiting for us at the post of his doors, influencing us in realms of faith, causing us to believe. It's the same belief that we're getting at the post that is also going to bring reflection. Your faith is moving back to his grace. The faith that you're getting, and God wants you to be at ease, that you don't have to struggle in reference to trying to bring it to pass. that now that you're touching his temperament, you can still be at ease beyond coming into the temperament of the Lord. You can still lay at rest and understand that grace is about to bring forth reflection. You don't have to flex faith muscles here. In fact, in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, the caption says, faith will have to meet grace eventually. Watch this now. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The word grow means to enlarge or become active. Become active in grace. I kind of understand how, by the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. While I'm at the post of his doors, I'm knowing who he is. I'm starting to understand who he is. And it's causing grace to become active. Eventually, the faith that I'm getting at the post is going to have to go back and meet with grace. It's going to have to. Grace is somehow going to have to become active again. So I don't want you to think, and God doesn't want you to think for a moment, that the faith you're gaining is something that you have to press in, or you have to manipulate, you have to use. Because even the faith you're getting, the authentic faith, is still going home to grace. Why? To bring salvation. If you understand what I'm saying, give me an amen.
Amen, God. Amen.
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 There's no self-effort here, guys. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. To come under his temperament is under the same exact channel of grace. It's the same thing. So let grace be grace then. Let God grace you with healing. That's what he wants to do, trust me. He doesn't want you to have to press and push and press and push. No. Yeah, I'll tell you where the fight is. The fight is in a scripture we're going to look at on Sunday. The fight where the Bible talks about fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. There's a fight. Yeah, that word fight means contend or to struggle. And we are to struggle because the enemy does not want us coming into the faith life. He doesn't want you going to meet the Lord at the post of his doors. He doesn't want you to understand that when you get this realm, when you walk in this temperament, that there is now a channel leading back to the grace of our God to bring you out of circumstance, to bring you out of situation. There's a channel there. Flowing from one end to the next. Grace is on one and faith is on the other, and they're touching each other. They're connected. But never in that channel will you have to stand up for yourself. God Amen. Will always stand up for you in that channel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God will always show up by grace and stand up for you and fight for you and win. My wife put it in a prayer, and I love it. Prophet said, lay your hands on me, Jesus.
Yes.
You'll never have to lay hands on yourself. He'll lay his hands when you understand that faith is channeled, connected, directly associated with his grace. He'll lay his hands on you. He'll bring you into breakthrough, and he'll bring you out of circumstance. You'll be in faith, but it'll activate his grace.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, grow in grace. Let it become active in you. And you'll grow in the knowledge of our Lord. You'll understand what he's doing. Never once did God try to bring you out there. When he told Peter to come, Peter started walking on water. He did. It was true. Elder Allison, it's true. He began to walk on water, but then he looked around and found that he could not control gravity. Saw the winds were blowing, the waves were crashing. And the grace he stepped on, he began to sink in. Because he took his eyes off the one that had grace for him to do what he was doing. So even in faith, don't let your faith dictate and tell you that you're going to get it done, because you're not. Mm-hmm. My Bible declares that all things are possible with God, not outside of God. So as you're beginning to move in the commencement of the moving in the power of faith, please don't detach. Please don't waste time trying to stay in the channel where faith and grace are connected. So for grace to enlarge in our lives, it has to become active on another level. With our awareness of its power, oh, please understand how grace works. It works through the awareness of its power, where it's all God still. We read a scripture last night in the Amplified, the classic Amplified version, and I'm almost done. We read a scripture last night where Peter said, when they went up to the gate called Beautiful, and that the man that was laying there that could not walk, and Peter looked on him. And the man, I believe the man, Peter said that the man asked him for alms. And Peter said to him, he said, "Bruh, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, rise up and walk." In the AMPC, it talks about Peter saying it like this. When people began to question the miracle, Peter said, "Listen, why are you looking at me? And why are you looking at John next to me as though we did this?" It was the faith by him, by this man, the faith, it was Jesus. We had nothing. Even our faith did not make this man whole. Peter connected faith to where it belonged, in the channel of God's grace through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God made Peter believe. God influenced, Jesus influenced Peter to grab that man's hand. Peter had nothing to do with the miracle. What am I saying? Amen. You'll have nothing to do with your breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Only grace influenced you and gave you faith. Only grace will raise you up out of your circumstance. By faith. But the faith came by grace. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Even authentic faith, and I'm closing right here. Watch this, guys. This gonna put the whole nail in the coffin for you right here, that you're gonna stay connected to the grace of God. The fact that you're influenced has brought a channel of faith and grace. Watch this now. Authentic faith is hindered for the revelation of his grace. What? Even authentic faith can be hindered for the revelation of his grace. And I'm closing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Watch this. And this is who he's trying to get. "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." So these people, he's coming for us that are resisting. Some of y'all understand this right now. All hell has broken loose. It seems like you're losing in spite of God giving you insight about authentic faith. It seems like stuff has gone south rather than going north. Yes. Because he's attacking those whom resist steadfast, not in faith, but in the faith. That means authentic. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But verse 10 says this, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Well, let me tell you how you're going to be made perfect. Mm-hmm. How you're going to be established, how you're going to be strengthened and settled. I'll tell you how. When you finally allow the faith that you have to channel back to his grace. Let the faith you've got by him channel back to the fact it's still being done by the God of all grace, Why? Because the devil is as a roaring lion trying to get those who are resisting him in the faith. That means he's got the ability to still kind of stop you in authentic faith. Why? Because God wants you with the revelation of his grace. By grace, you are saved through faith. Your faith has to connect to his grace. You've been resisting steadfast in the knowledge of this word you're getting, but God is saying, let me go ahead and just stamp it now, get you into a place where absolute manifestation can come. Let me remind you of my grace.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Let me tell you about my grace. Jesus. Unearned favor. Hallelujah. My loving kindness. My relief, my aid. Let me remind you that the divine influence you're under must come back to the fact that I'm the one. I'm still the power source. I've got what you need. So now, it's a fact that the enemy is able to come against those that have made up their mind to resist steadfast in the faith. The word steadfast means that are solid, people that are solid. They're sure, they're even stable in what they're hearing. It's that same devil who causes the suffering, which means the suffering you're feeling a sensation or an impression, a passion or a vexation. Even though you're in the faith, you've got this rhema, you're moving in it. But my goodness, why is there such vexation? Why is there such trouble? Because God is saying, I need to give you a revelation that faith is connected to my grace.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
That in your faith, let this be a part of your faith. That because you're in faith, I'm releasing my grace. It's by grace you are saved through faith. And that's all I got for you tonight. That's all I got. The rest of the note is here, but that's all I have. This is all. This is it. No matter how bad it gets, our faith is going to bring us back to his grace. There's no kingdom achievement that is going to manifest without grace, everyone. Faith and grace are joined by a channel in the realm of the Spirit. And the Lord told me to tell you, the sooner you know this, the sooner you will see his power in your life. And I hope everybody has a clear understanding of that. God said, grace is coming to the faith party, because he told us, he said that we were going to start walking in the commencement. We're going to start walking rather in the power of his faith. He said it's going to begin to commence. It's going to start. But God doesn't want you going in a place where it's pseudo, where it doesn't really bring forth what you've been believing for. So let the channel between faith and grace begin to see it. Begin to understand that he's filling you with faith by grace, so that faith can go back and get the rest of grace, which means the reflection on your life. So what do you do? What do you do when you're standing at the post of his doors and his temperament is draped all over you and you're in this place of ease? I tell you what prophetess told us years ago. It has to be about 15 or more years ago. She said that God said, this is a ministry of thanksgiving. Well, I'll tell you what I'm beginning to do, and boy, I'm loving it. All the pressure's off of me. I'm just thanking him for those things, because I know when I'm experiencing a true faith that he's giving me by grace, and I'm just lifting my hands and thanking him for my breakthrough, thanking him for healing, thanking him for his grace that is not just a divine influence, but that influence comes with a reflection, manifestation on my life. And when you lay hands and you pray for people, you ministers of the gospel, you'll pray from this channel of faith and grace. You won't just try to muscle up it because you know the scripture, but you'll pray because you understand your faith is leading back to his grace. Ooh, glory. Hey, Jesus, that's all right. If you won't give me a hallelujah, I'll give myself a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. That's right.
Thank you.
So now you're going to start walking in the power of his faith. But my goodness, you're going to be under the covering of his grace at the same time. Get ready to enjoy this thing and get ready to see God move. Get ready. I mean, get ready because it's coming. It's absolutely coming. Amen. Amen. That's all I got for you guys tonight.